Let's pay homage to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. I would pay respect to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Buddha Bodhaya Diti Ditan Toyo Dhammataya Sa Dhammataya Tanto Dhammante No Vatranaya Sa Nibuddha Nibbanataya Tan Lokatrananami Lokadreno Lokatumba Ikuzaya Desu Pshito Mudo Yo nago buddha naga miro yadi asindi ato tachin yaswatyadi Udo tisali kuro raitu tinti miendo muvichi yue Oda yasa chitaita du bubulu rokutu tenle tijabazi jinchu ngalagam Tanto kuro ga biyin chi ro mu vi pi yue Dhammata ya sa chitai ta du bu bu du ro ku tu me yin yin chi cha zi chin ma la ga Tanto kurai ga biyin ki li ta wu pu ka te yin yin ro mu vi pi yue Dhammata ya sa chitai ta du bu bu du ro ku tu me yin ki li ta pu nyin ja ba zi chin ma la ga Dino vadandaya na vangare chango Gudan to cha guro dan yao bhi pye yue da liyen Dharanaya sa guro tatu chutai tu ro ne guta van ma ve kando Gudan to cha yao java zi jin cho ga la ga Nibuddha kileta brainipan vinsan yote Kuro da yinye ino muvi pheye Nibbana thaya sa kuro tatu vene Ludo kukate nyen java zi chencho nga laga Dhamman nizin li na dhammasako Dide di guru na shita mieta apye Hoja ro muke bhambe yi Lokadrena lokatumba yi kuzaya tasu pshito muto Danaga buddha naga miro yadi asindi Ato tatu miaswa pyagu Nami namami ku no nalong tong song piang pyo Bango sho yue ga dom ya no la song mo yue Shikho u nyo pa yi Mya swa pya, mya swa pya
Any question? Which one first?
Maybe this question regarding this gist of finish all the questions. But I mentioned to them, if they want the answer, follow the retreat next time.
Tomorrow, Pandit Uddamasi will tell me that 2 o'clock, there will be Q&A too.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. If we can't finish, we will continue the time.
So maybe something, Seattle, you can just let them know, try to finish it from tomorrow. Okay.
Today there is no Dhamma talk, only question and answer.
Today, Seattle, no. 开示佛法, 只是有这个问答的这个 session.
So the first question, if a meditator who attains Sotapanna, must he pay all his unwholesome deeds in all his past and present lives in the seven lives?
第一个问题, 如果一位禅修持真的因果的话，他是不是要偿还他过去或者今世的债，在七个七世里面偿还他们呢？
Those who have attained Sotapanna, they have made completely free from the suffering in the four woeful states.
真得一果的人呢，他们已经不可能堕入十二道。
However, there may be karma that they have accumulated in the past. Unwholesome karma that they have accumulated in the past. If they are strong, they can give their results. When they continue their life within seven lives,
真得一果的人，他们 接下去还有七世的这个生命，如果他们过去有累积的一些恶业的话，如果那些业是很重的，那么在这个七世里面呢，他们还是要偿还。
According to Buddha's Abhidhamma, whenever we do good deeds or bad deeds, wholesome or unwholesome, impulsion mind movement, in Pali, Javana mind movement, they arise seven times.
佛陀所说的这个阿毗达摩里面，佛陀有说到，一个人如果有做恶业或者善业的话，他的心所呢会升起七次。
Now all of you are listening the Dhamma. Because of hearing sound cognitive process, sound cognitive mental process arise. In the sound cognitive process, there are altogether 17 mind movements. Among 17 mind movements, 7 mind movements are Javana mind movements.
现在我们在听闻佛法，在听闻的时候呢，会起这个耳识，在 这个寺里面呢，我们在听闻佛法里面呢是有17个心所，还有7个心所呢就是所谓的脚弯了。
Because this is wholesome karma, that when you are listening, if you are very happy, if you are very interested in what you are listening, if you understand very well what I am telling all of you, at that time, in each jhavana mind movement, there will be 34 mental factors.
这样我们听闻佛法是一个善业，当我们做善业的时候呢，这个听闻佛法是每一个7个加瓦那的心所呢，我们会得到34种的这个新的这个美德。
In the same way.If you are going to do unwholesome deeds related to what you heard, so at that time also, altogether 17 mind movements will arise. Among 17, 7 mind movements will be Jhavana mind movements.
同样的，如果我们以听的方式要做恶业的话呢，同样17个心所会升起，在这个17个心所里面，7个就是加瓦那心所。
If it is related to unwholesome karma rooted in.Greed, craving, attachment. If you do unwholesome karma rooted in greed happily, like the time you're watching television, at that time, many people think, I like watching television, that's why it is good, they think. But it is rooted in greed.Craving. That's why it is unwholesome. At that time, in each jhavana mind movement, there will be 20 mental factors.
当我们做恶业，的时候呢，如果我们做的恶业呢是由这个贪嗔或者痴引起的呢，那每一个心所呢。都有20个的那个新的这个本质。
So now I have to all of you, both wholesome and unwholesome mental process. When wholesome or unwholesome mind give its result, the first mind movement can give its result in this very life.The first jhavana mind movement, if it is strong, it can give its result in this very life. For the last one, the seventh jhavana mind movement, if it gives its result, it gives in the subsequent life. So there are 5 mind movements between. It gives until you take final nibbana.
刚才都有说到，我们做善业或者恶业的时候，就有这个7个心所的升起。那第一个心所呢，如果它很严重的话呢，它的这个果呢，会在今世出现或者升起。不过第7个加瓦那的心所呢，它会在来世才会升起。这样子，他会根据我们直到一个人证得涅槃为止。
That's why We can make free from suffering in the four woeful states, but we can't free from suffering from the unwholesome result.
像此就是说，一个人虽然是证得了一果，他不会再堕入四恶道，不过他还是不会摆脱这些恶业的果报。
But as I have told all of you, quoting the words of the Buddha, the name of the Sutta, finger name. What the Sotapanna has removed, what the Sotapanna has removed, the defilements that the Sotapanna has removed,is three types: self-identity view, doubt, and attachment to rite and rituals. Because of this reason, suffering that he has been removed is very, very much. The suffering that remains is only a little only. That's why they will never fall to the four states again, but they may be sometimes headache or something. So I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so the Sotapanna remove self identity,
doubt,
and
attachment to rite and rituals.
真的一果的人呢，他们已经啊剔除掉了这五个烦，这个三个烦恼，就是自我的想法，第二个就是疑心，第三就是执着这些仪式。所以虽然所以他们已经剔除了很多的烦恼。
I think you understand now. For the second question, if he is an arahant, how is he going to pay back his unripened karmic debts?
第二个问题，如果一个人已经证得了四果阿罗汉，那他怎样要偿还他的这些业债呢？
It is also in the same way. The five moments, five Javana nine moments between. So whatever we have done long, long time ago, maybe many eons ago, even many eons ago, if they have the strength to give their results, they may give their results. For example,For Venerable Mahamoggallana, in one of his past life, he had killed his mother, his parents. It is very heavy karma. Because of this reason, even he became an arahant. At that time, he was killed by bandits.
同样的，四果阿罗汉刚才谁都有说过这个五个加瓦纳的心所，因为阿罗汉呢，如果这些心所还是很强的话，他还是需要偿还的。举个例子，目犍连尊者，他过去生的时候，他有杀过他的父母亲，所以在他最后一世。他虽然已经证得了阿罗汉，不过最后还是被土匪打死。
In the same way for Buddha, when he was immature, at that time he had accumulated unwholesome karma. when they give directly their results, he fell to the four states too. But it is long, long, long time ago when he was immature. So the karmic force, the karmic debts still remain. Because of this reason, even when he became an enlightened Buddha at that time, he suffered from 12 unwholesome results.
佛陀也一样，以前佛陀过去生的时候，他的心智还未成熟的时候，他也造了很多的不善业，因为这样子，在他过去生里，他也堕入十二道，在那儿受苦，因为他过去生的那些恶业，佛陀虽然是证得了。正解了，成为了三藐三菩提，不过他还是要偿还这些业债，所以他在最后一世的时候，他还是要面对十二种的恶业。
That's why, if we have removed self-identity view, personality view.We can make ourselves free from suffering in the four states. But the unwholesome results will still follow us. But there will be no such karma which can make us fall to the four states anymore.
一个人如果剔除了这个自我的这个想法呢，他就会他就不会再堕入十二道了。不过，他还是逃不了他其他的恶业。所以，虽然是他已经没有那些恶业来拉他下去十二道，不过其他的恶业呢，还是跟随着他。
But for about.Venerable Ananda, we never see any records in the teachings of the Buddha. He suffered from something, maybe because of his very good karma.
举个例子，阿难尊者呢，我们在佛经里面呢，从来没有看过有什么记载说阿难尊者有。什么身体上的问题，是有可能是他以前的这些业呢，是很好善的。
Question number three. Why did Angulimala, who has killed a lot of people, and has also the intention to kill his own mother, did he go to hell?
第三个问题关系到，这个安古里玛拉君子，他以前杀了很多人，甚至连他自己的母亲他也想要杀。那最后他有没有堕入地狱呢
？He didn't go to hell. Why? Because he could attainFirstly, Sotapatti, Magga and Pala, the first path and fruition. The first path removed his self-identity view completely without remainder. That's why all the bad karma that he had accumulated cannot make him fall to the four states anymore.
Angulimala 就是当然是没有堕入地狱。因为他起先他已经证得这个一果生人的道跟果的境界，所以他已经剔除了这个自我的想法，这个见，所以他一旦剔除了这个烦恼呢，他从此 就不会堕入四恶道里。
Sotapanna, the first noble person, they have greed, they have anger, they have pride. Even though they have greed, they have anger, they have delusion, they have pride. They are greed, they are anger, they are pride, they are delusion. Cannot make them fall to the fourfold states. What is the reason?
虽然一果的生子，他们还是有贪，还是有嗔、痴跟我慢。不过这些都不会导致他们堕入十二道。你们知道是为什么吗
？All the ordinary people, they have such wrong view, self-identity view. They think anger is their anger.Greed as they are greed, delusion as they are delusion, pride as they are pride. So that's why whenever they feel angry, it is very strong. Because they think that this is my anger, I'm very angry. But for Sotapanna, he knew that anger is anger, anger is not my anger.Greed is greed. Greed is not my greed. That's why he didn't participate with the anger. He didn't participate with the greed. But he suffered because he is angry, stay angry. That's anger. That's why he may be angry sometimes. But he see that it is just anger. He didn't add fuel with his personality view. That's why he will never act.Very strong karma. He may be angry, but it is not strong enough to make him fall to the fourfold states.
凡夫呢有一个错的想法，凡夫有这个我见，就是说，如果他们生气的时候是我在生气，他们有贪的时候是。我的贪、嗔跟我慢也是一样，都是我的。不过一果的生子呢，他们已经没有这个我见，虽然他们有贪、有嗔、痴跟我慢，不过他们知道这些都不是他们自己，所以他们没有这样子强烈的执着，讲这个是我的，因为这样子。一果的生子呢，是不会堕入四恶道，因为他们虽然是有造，因为这些贪嗔痴跟我慢造了一些不善的业，不过那些业呢，它的力量是很小的，所以不足够把他们拉到四恶道里去。
Do you understand?I will give another example. You have mother and father. Parents, they have sons and daughters. When your sons and daughters suffer from something, what did you feel? I ask all the parents.
这个再给我们一个例子，在这里很多都是做父母亲的，也是有儿女，或者你们也有自己的父母亲。当儿女生病的时候，父母亲通常是怎么样子想的
？You feel very sad, okay? Very, very sad. In the same way.If sons and daughters, those who love their parents very much, if they hurt, oh, my parents are suffering from this seriously, what happened? They feel very, very sad.
你们当然会感觉到很伤心。如果当时你的呢父母亲有一些病痛的话呢，我们也肯定会感觉到伤心，因为。 们想到我的父母亲在痛苦时。
What is the reason? Because of personality view. Oh, this is my son. This is my daughter. This is my parents. Regretful in this way. Because of this reason, they suffer very much.
为什么会痛苦呢？因为这个我见，这是我的儿子，我的父母，就因为这个我见，我们很执着。儿女或是父母亲。
But you hurt those people from Africa who you don't know at all. They are suffering. What do you feel? Oh, just only, yeah? Because you didn't grapple them with personality view in the same way.If you have removed your personality view, you have this ability. You become such a person, like you hurt someone from Africa suffering. You don't grapple with personality view. That's why you don't see much in your mind, because you understand.There is only cause and effect. If there is causes, there will be its effect in this way. That's why all the karma, what the Sotapanna is going to do is very, very weak. That's why they cannot give their results in the full state because of having removed the deceptive personality.
那我们看到非洲的国家呢，有很多人或者孩子们都在受苦，不过对我们来讲都没有什么很大的反应。为什么呢？因为这些人跟我们无关，所以没有了这个我见，我们就没有那种的执着。当一个人证得了一果的正直时，他就没有了这个我见，所以他所造的业是很轻微的，不足以把它拿到十二道里去。
So for Angulimala, since he attained Sotapanna, the first path and fruition, he make himself free from suffering in the fourfold states. But he attained arahantship that.We don't need to consider about going to the hell.
在安古里马拉尊者的情况下呢，他当他证得一果的时候，他已经不会堕入十二道了。过后他甚至证得了四果阿罗汉，那当然他不会堕入地狱里去。
Another question.Regarding the Dharma talk for yesterday, I feel doubt that if we do good things and make a wish, it is also considered creating new debts. If so, what should we do?
昨天的佛法开示里有讲到，如果一个人造了一个善业。过后他发愿或者做一个愿望，不过那个还是一种的业债，那到底我们要怎么做才好？
Bodhisattva.After receiving definite prophecy from the Dipankara Buddha, he fulfilled baramis for four incalculables and 100,000 eons, wishing to be a Buddha.
我们的菩萨呢，他跟蓝根佛讲到他要
is there anybody who had accumulated as much as a bodhisattva?
我们在这里有谁有累积好像菩萨这样多的善业吗？
There is nobody who has accumulated as much as a bodhisattva.
当然没有人被累积这么多的善业。
He had accumulated wholesome karma.
他所累积的业呢都是善的。
Because of his aspiration to be a Buddha.
因为他有发愿过要证得这个要当佛陀。
Making an aspiration to be a Buddha means making an aspiration to do for the good of beings.
当一个人发愿要成为佛陀的时候，他就是发愿要帮忙其他的众生。
Fulfilling Bharami to be a Buddha means asking the opportunity to help people and beings.
一个人圆满要当佛陀的波罗蜜，就是说他在希望他有一天能够帮忙其他的众生。
When his journey completed at that time, he started his journey again. What? Doing for the good of others according to his aspiration. He paid his debt back. Understand? Long way.
当菩萨他的这个旅途结束后呢，他接下来还是要走另外一个路程，他就是要圆满他所愿的，要帮忙其他的众生。
Maybe you may think about, you may think that as unwholesome only.What I am telling all of you is, whatever we have made an aspiration, one day we have to do for it. At that time, we have to do according to our aspiration. It is like we are paying back our debts that we have taken before. But it is good ones, not the bad ones. However, debt is debt.
我们有可能想到这个债呢是不好的，所以全部都是恶债。不过呢，当一个人发愿的时候，他就要以他所发的愿去做，这样子就是说，也可以讲是他在还他的债。不过在这里这些债是相善的，所以。一个人发愿呢，他所做的都是为其他众生要做一些好的事情。不过解脱说呢，债还是债。
I will give another example. Maybe Venerable Urivada Tobi had made an aspiration in one of his past life.To do for the good of many.
Jado 再给另外一个例子，有可能Jado 过去世的时候呢，他有做一个发愿，他有发一个愿说，他以后要出来帮忙其他的众生。
For that reason, now it ripens. Now I can't avoid, even though I want to stop.I try to stop really, but I can't. Why? I need to pay back my debts.
在这一生，假如虽然他有想过要停止教导其他的人们呢， 不过他还是不能够停止，因为有可能他现在正在偿还他以前所发的那个愿，他的那个善的债。
In the year 2010, I have decided to stop teaching, to go abroad, just to do my things. Everybody agreed with me. And finally, it changed again. Pao Xiaoro, he announced, Wu Reiwaza requested me, he wants to stop teaching. He has been teaching a long time that, according to his wish, I allow him.And then finally, he gave me, one day, he told me again, Urevata, there is nobody, please go to Latvia. I told, Siano, I have told already, I want to stop. No, please go. Because of this reason, since 2010, I continue up to now, that's how you see me.
在2010年的时候，假如有想过要停止教导学生，他也跟他的师父说，八二禅师也批准他之后呢，他不需要再教导其他人。不过2010年过后呢，因为没有其他的这个禅师。所以八二禅师呢还是要求他过去其他的国家去教导学生，就因为这样子今天我们才有机会看到贾多在这里教我们。
How long it is going to continue, I don't know.
那这个情况要继续到什么时候呢，贾多也不知道。
So in the teachings of the Buddha, there are direct usage for parents and children. For example, parents, children, they pay back the gratitude of the parents. This is paying back the debts, okay, that they owe.Another one, they also do for the good of their sons and daughters again. So they accumulated new debts. Okay? It means that one day their sons and daughters will pay their gratitude back again. So in this way, so paying back the debts and selling on the credit, you see?
所以佛陀有教到孩子们照顾父母亲呢就是好像还债一样，而他们呢也照顾他们的子女，就是起一个因所以有一天他们的子女也会照顾他们，就好像人们在还债或者放过你啊。
Understand? Okay. Another question. In order not to create new debts, does it mean that when we are facing bad things in our daily life, we need to face it withHappy mind.
接下来的问题，如果我们不要再有心债，是不是说我们有什么遇到什么不好的事情的时候，我们就要含有笑容的去接受，用开心的这个心情去接受呢？
Actually, this is a question related to bad things. If we encounter undesirable things in our life, what is the main cause? Is it the person who did us? Is it our karma that ripens?
当我们碰到一些不理想的事情的时候，这个问题是出在哪里呢？是那一个人做了不好的，对我们做了不好的事情，迫使我们的恶业成熟的呢？
What is your understanding?
能明白的是什么？
Buddha was accused by the lady Jhenjamanavika because the karma of the Buddha, the bad karma of the Buddha ripened. That's why it is time to ripen. That's why if there was no Jhenjamanavika, very beautiful lady, another lady will appear. Because karma ripens already. Understanding karma and its result, law of karma, you must accept no complaint.
佛陀被一位妇女指责，这是因为佛陀的恶业已经成熟了。如果那个妇女没有指责佛陀的话，那另外一位妇女也会同样的去指责佛陀。这是因为佛陀的恶业已经成熟了，所以这些业报呢，我们是逃不了。
Important thing is not to react angrily, just to accept. Reflecting deeply the karma that can give its result. Reflecting deeply law of karma.
最重要的是我们不要有强烈的反应，我们要接受，我们也要去思维这个业的果报，我们要思维这个业所带因，因为业的因跟业的果。
We all need to practice patience. The characteristics of patience is accepting both desirable and undesirable is a practice of patience.
我们要有忍耐心，怎样子讲有忍耐心呢？就是说我们要去接受不理想的事情，还有理想的事情。
If we talk about practicing patience, people understand only one thing. When they encounter difficulty, they thought, I need to practice patience. But it is not complete.If you experience very desirable things, if you are very, very happy, you are not practicing patience. Your mind is shaking. If you practice in this way, if you allow yourself in this way, when you encounter difficulty, you will feel very sad. You have no balanced mind. That's why you need to practice both for desirable and undesirable.Don't be very happy when you are successful too.
当一个人想到要训练这个忍耐的时候呢，通常我们都会想到，当碰到一些不理想的事情的时候，我们就要学习忍耐，要接受。不过小豆说这个是不够的。当我们很高兴的时候呢，如果我们碰到一些很理想的事情，我们觉得很高兴了，那时候我们就不是在学习忍耐，因为那时候我们的心在动摇。有了这种很强烈的高兴呢，当我们碰到不理想的事情的时候呢，我们的心会感觉到很悲伤。所以我们要找一个平衡点，我们不可以太高兴或者太悲伤。碰到理想或不理想的事情的时候呢，都要去学习忍耐。
There are two persons who are very grateful to all of us. the one who do good and the one who do bad. Which one do you want to see more?
有两种人，一个是，对我们做一些理想的事情，另外一个是对我们做一些不理想的事情。这两种人当中呢，哪一种人我们最希望碰到？
It is very pleased to see someone who praises us. It is very pleased to see someone who praises us. But it cannot make you mature. Okay? It is not pleased to see someone who blames, but it can make you mature. Who is better?
当然我们很希望碰到那些赞扬我们的人，因为我们感觉到很高兴。相反的，当我们碰到一些要责怪我们的人呢，我们就不喜欢。不过这些赞扬我们的人呢，不能够使我们的心智成熟。相反的，那些诽谤我们的人呢，会使到我们的心智更加成熟。这样子的想法呢，哪一种人我们最希望碰到呢？
That's why when we encounter undesirable things, bad things in life, if we have right attitude, we can learn a lot from it. We can make maturity of ourselves. That's why be happy with it.
所以当我们碰到不理想的事情，不理想的事情的时候呢，那我们就有机会使我们的心智更加成熟，所以我们不应该感觉到伤心。
So to be able to make an end of suffering, we all need to fulfill baramis. Among 10 baramis, one is patience, practicing patience.If there is nobody who complains, who blames us, how can we practice patience? How can we fulfill patience parami? They are those who give us an opportunity to practice patience.
一个人要念苦呢，就要圆满十个波罗蜜。十个波罗蜜当中呢，其中之一就是忍耐心。如果其他人没有指责我们的话呢，哪有机会去训练这个忍耐心呢？所以如果碰到别人指责的话，那人是再给我们机会去训练我们圆满我们的这个忍耐的波罗蜜。
Because of ripenings of our bad karma, if someone appear and he did or she did us something, we should be very happy. Why?He helped us to reduce the karmic faults. If it doesn't give its result in this very life, in the future it will give results for sure. That's why he is the one who is helping us to reduce the faults of karma. That be happy.
当我们的恶业成熟的时候呢，有某某人出来对我们做了一些不理想的事情。那我们要这样子想，那人其实是在警惕我们的恶业的力量。如果不是今世成熟呢，那恶业在来世也肯定会成熟。所以我们应该感觉到高兴才是。
On the spot, we may not feel happy. It doesn't matter on the spot, because if there is an action.There will be reaction. Reaction means in your mind. Don't react physically and verbally. But at that time, train yourself not to react anything, to keep quiet. This is very important for all of you to train, not to create any new debts. After that, please go back the place, your place. Reflect what I have now to all of you. How happy we should be. Very, very good.
当时呢，我们肯定心里不爽快，不过最重要的是，我们的心可以有反应，不过我们不要在身体上有一些启动。最重要，也最重要的是，我们不要，去做出任何不好的事情、不好的行动。我们也尽可能的话，不要出声。是呢，事情一过了之后呢，我们要回去检讨、去反省。
All the people in the world, they do wrong because of applying their emotional feeling. This is the main cause of wrongdoing. That's why I strongly recommend all of you, whenever you have emotional feeling, never react anything. This is very important. If you want to make your life, if you want to lead a better life, never apply your emotional feeling in your life. And it, when you have emotional feeling, it is a time to keep quiet, to make it calm first. Only after that, you know who is wrong, who is right. What is wrong, what is right. What should you do, what you shouldn't do. You will know it.
In this world,做了很多不好不善的事情，这是因为他们根据他们的心情的他们的想法去做，所以当我们的心情很不坏很坏的时候，我们不应该做出任何的举动，我们需要等心情平静下来的时候，我们才知道什么是好的，什么是不好。
Another question. How can we practice sila, samadhi, and panya at home to get rid of the disciples within after we go home?
接下来的问题，我们回去的时候呢，要怎么样子修戒定跟慧，来去除这些内部弟子
？To be able to get rid of disciples within.I don't recommend to practice at home. But I recommend all of you to practice at home as much as you can. But if you want to get rid of disciples within, you must engage practicing, joining the retreat for a long, long period.
也就是说他不建议我们如果一个人要清除这些内部弟子的话，他不建议那个人在家里修。不过呢，他说他是希望我们在家里，可以修得越多越好。如果一个人要清除这些内部弟子的话，最重要是他要过来试验，来这个禅修营里修，越长的时间当然是越好。
Okay. Another question. Please explain how to note nimitta. Do we need any mental labeling?
下一个问题是我们要怎么样去看这个禅相？我们是不是要在心里举个例子讲这个是禅相，这样子给一个飘点啊。
When you can focus on the nimitta, at that time you don't need to note nimitta. You don't need to do any mental labeling. Just focus on it. Just be with it.
当我们可以专注这个禅相的时候呢，我们心里不需要去想，我只是禅相。那时候我们的心自然而然已经专注在那个禅相。
Only if we practice white kasina for the first jhana, white kasina, taking white circle as an object. In the beginning, we need to note it as white, 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 to make it stable and strong, and to be able to attain first jhana. But when you are going to practice second jhana, at that time, you must stop noting. Why? If you don't stop, you cannot remove vitakka and vichara.
当微尘修持在学习这个白天的禅法的时候呢，他就是在看着一个白色的这个圈，然后他为了要修到这个第一个出禅的时候呢，他就要跟自己说白事白事，直到达到这个出禅的境界。不过之后呢，如果他要继续修到二禅呢，他就不可以这样子做了，因为如果从一禅到二禅呢，如果他一直在心里念这个白事白事的话，那他不能去掉五禅师里面的行跟事，比达刚刚更强了。
Another question. Can samatha meditation penetrate the truth?
接下来的问题，止禅可以使一个人看到究竟吗？
Samatha meditation itself is to develop concentration.
止禅的目的就是要培育定力。
As the Buddha said,Samadhin bhikkhave bhavita samahito bhikkhave bhikkhu yatha buddhan pajjanati. Bhikkhu, develop concentration. The one who is concentrated knows and sees things as they really are. After developing concentration, having developed concentration based on it, we will penetrate the truth.
佛陀说，比丘们，培养定力，一个人有了定力，他就可以看到这个究竟法。
The object of samatha meditation is, when we develop concentration, we need to develop one-pointedness on one object. That's why.Samatha meditation emphasizes on one object. But when you are going to practice vipassana, at that time, you are not emphasizing focusing on one point. After developing concentration, focusing on one point, concentration becomes stronger. After that, you need to emerge from it. You need to pay attention, ultimate mentality and materiality. At that time,There will be objects, many objects you need to pay attention one after another. But without concentration, you can't do it.
止禅的目标呢，就是要培育定力。那怎样培育定力呢？我们在这里就是用专注在一个目标上，直到我们得到这个意境性嘎嘎大为止。那从这个我们已经有了定力之后呢，我们就要出来修内观。内观的目的呢，就是要彻底的明白，彻底的看透究竟色法跟究竟明法。
Many objects here mean mindoesn't take, mind cannot take many objects at the same time, one at a time only. But because of concentrated mind, you can penetratively understand.
当我们修内观的时候呢，我们会有看到很多的目标， 只是可以拿可以看到一个目标而已。不过因为我们的心那时候是很定的，所以我们可以自己的看透这个目标，自己看到它的究竟吧。
Does wisdom, another question, does wisdom only arise during jhana state?
接下来的问题是，在我们这个有这个禅那的境界的时候呢，是不是会升起？
If you talk about wisdom, we should talk differently.In time of doing good deeds, with the understanding on the law of karma, at that time also, you are doing good deeds associated with wisdom. That is also wisdom too. In time of practicing samatha meditation, at that time also associated with wisdom. This is the wisdom that come along the time.You practice samatha meditation. In time of practicing vipassana, at that time also, vipassana jnana, insight knowledge arises. It is the knowledge or the insight knowledge of panya that arises with the vipassana jnana.
讲到智慧呢，我们要看，用不一样的角度去看智慧。当一个人行善的时候，那行善也是一种智慧。当一个人修止禅的时候呢，那时候他也有智慧的升起。那因为禅修者在修内观的时候呢，那内观的这禅知呢，内观禅知呢也会升起，所以不一样的。
But in time of watching television, no wisdom.
不过一个人在看电视机的时候呢，就没有智慧了。
Another question. What is the karma of a person who commits suicide or takes his or her own life?
这个问题，一个人如果自杀的话，那他的业是到底怎么样呢？
The karma of person who commits suicide is because of killing in his past of in her past life, he had committed killing. This is.The causes. It is the cause that can cause you doing, committing suicide oneself.
如果一个人过去世的时候呢，他有杀生，那这是其中一个因素。为什么他今世呢会选择自杀这条路
？There may be.Some other possibility, but here we should say only about killing.
当然也可能会有其他的因素，不过在这里我们可以讲到的是因为杀生。
Another one. I would appreciate if Bande can explain again on the four ways to pay our debts. Do you remember?
希望禅师可以再一次解释我们那四种可以偿还这个我们的业债的方法。
there anybody who remember?
有谁还记得？
Pay back the whole debt. Old debt. Another one?Selling on credit. Borrow for future. And then? Paying back. No number four. Paying, number one is paying back our old debts.
第一是我们要还我们的旧债。
Like as I told all of you yesterday, like we pay back our parents' gratitude. This is paying back our old debts.
就像你昨天所说的，我们啊照顾父母亲，就是偿还这个记载。
Another one, selling on credit. It is like we are doing for the good of our children, doing for the good of others. So it is selling on credit.
第二就是放货，就是举个例子，我们照顾子女或者帮忙其他的人。
Borrow for the future, what we are going to pay back in the future.
第三就是我们向未来借，这些债呢，我们未来是要偿还。
Do you remember another one?
你们还记得最后一个吗？
The last one is to make free from all debts. To make free from all debts. It is to liberate. Only when we can make an end of suffering, only when we attain Arahant path and fruition, we can make end of all the debts. It means that only after taking final Nibbana, everything wasEverything will finish at that time.
最后就是没有债，没有债，就是当一个人真的得到这个四果，得到这些阿罗汉的道跟果，真的涅槃之后。
Another question. Is it?That we just need to practice meditation in our life to fulfill the enlightenment, or we need to do dana and also observe eight precepts.
一个人要解脱，是不是单单靠禅修而已？或我们也需要做布施跟持八戒呢？
We need to do.Dana and practice sila too. But after doing dana and sila, practicing sila, if we make an aspiration to be able to reborn in a good rank, it will not be for the cause of realization of Nibbana. It will be for the wandering in the realms of samsara again and again, again and again, not for the purpose of making an end of suffering. But if you make an aspiration, whenever you do dana, whenever you practice sila, because of these deeds, may I be able to make an end of suffering. It will be the cause of enlightenment. But before you enlighten, if you need to make your samsara journey, you will be reborn in a good realm, you will be a rich person. One day, when times ripen, you can be able to make an end of suffering. That's why you need to improve, or you need to change your way of making an aspiration.
当然我们也需要做布施跟持戒，不过我们做布施跟持戒之后呢，很多人都会发愿，如果我们发愿说来世要投身在一些天道等等呢，那我们的这个发愿呢会导致我们在轮回里兜转，不能解脱。如果我们做了布施跟持戒之后，有做出一个发愿说，希望我做的某某某某功德，能够有一天导致我能够脱离这个苦海、这个轮回的，那种的发愿就可以帮忙我们解脱。如果我们还是需要在这个轮回的路上还需要再有来生的话呢，那时候我们肯定会投身在三道里，成为有钱的人啊等等，这样子我们就可以过着很好的生活，也有机会真相我们的所要看到的这个解脱道路。
You all need to understand direct cause and supporting cause. For the enlightenment, direct cause is practicing meditation. Doing dana.Practicing sila is a supporting cause. How does it support, or how do they support? Those who make an offering, after making an offering, they make an aspiration to be able to a rich person. He attached very much to a wealthy life. So when he became a wealthy person, he has no.ability to give up them, attached very much. The one who make an aspiration, after making an offering, when it gives its result, he will be a worthy person too. Because he make an aspiration to make an end of suffering. Because of this reason, he has such quality to abandon all if necessary.
我们要明白一个人寻求解脱的主要的因素跟他那些可以支持解脱的因素，一个人要真的要得到解脱的话呢，当然是最主要是要修行，不过布施跟持戒呢会支持一个人的解脱。怎么样支持呢？当一个人做了布施或持戒之后，他可以发愿说，希望我来生可以当一位富翁。不过这种的发愿呢，使到他对这世间对他的 境界呢很执着，所以他以后呢没有这个能力去舍掉这些世间的所有的事物。另外一方面，如果一个人他做了布施或者持戒，他也发愿，不过他发愿要解脱，要灭苦，那他的这个发愿，他的愿望成熟的时候呢，他也会过得很好，也会很有很富有，不过他有这个能力去舍掉他世间的一切，这样子才能够解脱。
Who is more happy? The one who can abandon what he possesses, the one who can't.
哪一个人会比较高兴呢？那个可以舍掉他所有的，或者是不能够舍掉的。
Who do you want to be?
你们要选当哪一位呢？
So you should make right aspiration. Only then you are ready for your enlightenment when times ripen.
所以我们要做恰当的发愿，到时候当我们的时机成熟，我们才能够解脱。
Another question. Today, many teachers teach vipassana, and some said pure vipassana. The original of Buddha, original teachings of the Buddha, which is a vipassana, is it the same with what they are teaching?
今天有很多的禅师在教内观，有些的是讲到纯内观，所以问题是今天的教法是不是根据佛陀所教的？
In times of Buddha, there are two kinds of meditators.Samatha is his vehicle. It means Samatha Yamika, who practice Vipassana after having developed Samatha meditation. Another kind of meditators who practice Vipassana directly. It is called pure Vipassana.
在佛陀的时候有两种参修者，一种呢他们是修之后才修念观，第二种参修时呢，他们修的是纯念观。
Those who are Samatha Yanika, whose vehicle is Samatha.Based on Samatha who practice Vipassana. They practice absorption, jhana, concentration first. Only after that, they proceed Vipassana meditation.
那些修止禅之后才修内观的呢，他们起先修内观的时候就是修他的这个定力，之后他们才去修内观。
For Vipassana Yanika, who is a pure Vipassana meditator, he practices Vipassana directly without.Any jhana concentration.
那些修纯内观的呢，他们修的是直接的内观，没有这个禅定的力量。
Here, you all need to know, the Buddha taught three trainings, the training of morality, the training of concentration, and the training of insight, sila, samadhi, and panya.
在这里我们要明白，佛陀教三学，就是戒、定跟慧。
When the Buddha taught the second training, the training of concentration, Buddha taught 40 types of samatha meditation objects.
当佛陀教定的时候呢，佛陀有教40种业处。
Among 40, if you practice, among 40, 30 can be attained up to absorption.Jhana concentration. The remaining 10 up to excess concentration. Excess concentration is very near to absorption concentration.
在这四十种业处里面呢，三十种业处能够使一位禅修者达到这个安止定。另外的十种呢，他们能够达到静行定。
For Samatha Yanika, who practice Vipassana after having developed Jhana absorption concentration, he or she need to develop concentration. Practicing one of the 30, because 30 types can be attained up to absorption Jhana concentration. Only then they proceed toInsight meditation, Vipassana.
那些修定之后才修内观的禅修者呢，他们需要修那些能够达到安止定的禅修方式。之后达到了安止定，他们才转移去修内观。
Well, now you know how many types of samatha meditation Buddha taught. Do you know how many types of meditation object Buddha taught when he taught Vipassana?
现在我们懂佛陀教定的时候呢，有多少种业处？不过，我们是不是知道佛陀教内观的时候，那些业处或者目标是有多少种呢？
Is anybody who knows? Who knows? Two. What are they? Mentality meditation and materiality meditation. Buddha taught two types of meditation object for Vipassana.
佛陀教内观的时候只有两种目标，就是名跟色。
Those who want to be pure Vipassana meditators, they need to practice.Materiality meditation as a beginning of Vipassana.
那些修纯内观的禅修者，他们起先要修这个色的目标。
When the Buddha taught.Materiality meditation, Buddha taught four elements meditation, detail and brief method.
当佛陀教色的禅修的时候呢，佛陀所教的就是所谓的四大
If you want to be Vipassana Yanika, who practice Vipassana directly, you need to practice four elements meditation systematically taught by the Buddha.
If you want to practice pure meditation,那你们就要修这个四大的禅法。
If you practice four elements meditation systematically, firstly, your body will disappear. You only see the block of four elements in the place of your body. You see just the.Block of four elements. You don't see your body. You don't feel your body. At that time, if you continue discerning four elements in that block of light, a block of four elements, it will produce light from gray and gradually white to bright light. Finally, it will change into block of bright light. This is the process you will experience along the way you practice four elements meditation.
当我们修四大的时候呢，我们要有次序的去修。第一，因为禅修时修这个四大之后呢，他会感觉到他的身体不见掉。只是可以看到这四大，就是地、水、火、风。然后他再继续的修，就可以看到这些四大呢变成灰色，然后变成白色，过后呢变成一个很光、很亮的一种境界。
At that time.You should continue discerning four elements in that block of light. If you can maintain discerning four elements in that block of light for 1 hour, you attain excess concentration.
之后你就要去观察这四大所展现的这些光芒。如果你可以观察一个小时之后呢，你就可以达到静心定。
Buddha taught 40 types of samatha meditation. Among 40, one is four elements meditation too. When the Buddha taught vipassana, Buddha taught four elements as vipassana meditation again. It includes both sides.
当佛陀教定的时候呢，那四十种业处里面，其中一种就是四大。当佛陀教内观的时候，他也教四大的禅修方式，所以这四大的禅修方式呢，在定跟内观都有。
Four elements meditation include in ten kinds of samatha meditation, which cannot be attained absorption concentration, only up to excess concentration.
那四大的禅修方式呢，就是那十种定禅的这个业处里面所不能达到安止定的其中一个方式。
So, when you attain excess concentration, at that time, if you continue discerning four elements in that block of light,You will break that block of light into very tiny small particles.
当你达到静心定之后呢，如果你细细的观察那四大所引起的那些光芒呢，你就能够把这些光芒把它弄得很细。
Small particles are not ultimate materiality.It is the smallest concept.
那些很细小的这些事物呢，这些 particles 呢， 它只是一个观念。
In each particle, there are earth, water, fire, wind, color, taste, smell, odor, and nutritive essence. At least there are 8 types of materiality. You need to analyze them. Only when you can analyze them, you start to know ultimate materiality.
在这些 particles 里面呢，它含有十种的这些，十种的这些色法，就是地、水、火、风、颜色、香、味、色素、命根跟眼睛色。所以我们可以看到了这些的色法呢。我们才可以真正看到清净色。
Buddha said, "There is no man, there is no woman, there is no living things and non-living things. There are only tiny small particles. Everything is made up of small particles. Only when you know, only when you see them, you agree with the Buddha."Okay? That's why this is important.
佛陀说没有男人，没有女人，也没有众生，只是有这些四气particles而已。如果你们可以看到这些四气，你们才可以认同佛陀的说法。
When you can see, when you can analyze ultimate materiality internally,With closed eyes, after developing concentration, if you pay attention four elements to those who are sitting together with you or nearby or all the people in this room, you see all of them just as small particles. You don't see any man, you don't see any woman. Everything becomes the same. Even the table, microphone, buildings,Mountains, cars, everything becomes small particles. You see everything as one.
当你们可以看透这些四气的时候呢，你们就可以看透了究竟四法。那时候，你所看到的，其他的禅修者、坐子、椅子等等的。你只是可以看到这些四季而已，没有男人，没有女人，也没有桌子，没有椅子。
The small particles, they are very, very small, very tiny small particles. They are arising and perishing very, very, very rapidly.
这些四季呢是很渺小的。而他们的升起跟灭尽呢是很快的。
So this is the way you need to practice vipassana if you want to follow the original one.
这就是要修纯内观的方式。
For those who practice vipassana.After having developed samatha meditation. In time of practicing vipassana, they need to practice four elements meditation too. The difference is, they develop jhana concentration. Based on deep and strong jhana concentration, they practice four elements. For them, very easy. And then they practice, they analyze ultimate materialityIn the small particles, become the same. The difference is having developed jhana concentration and no jhana concentration. In time of practicing vipassana, they are the same.
当一位禅修者修定了之后才修内观呢，他们是通过修这个禅定的功夫呢。才转移目标去修内观。同样的，他们也需要修四大 不过因为他们有了禅定的功夫禅定的力量之后他们要修四大的时候是很容易所以在这两种的禅修时当中呢他们在修内观的时候那种方式呢是一样的
So after having penetrated the ultimate materiality, we need to continue mentality meditation. This is the way we need to practice if we want to follow the original teachings of the Buddha.
我们看透了究竟四法之后呢，那接下来就要修明法了。
Even though nowadays many people are practicing vipassana, are they practicing four elements meditation?
现在很多人在修内观，不过你们知道他们有在修四大禅修方式吗？
I think you know. Another question. How the meditator to react when facing death?
当一位禅修者面临死亡的时候，应该要有怎样子的反应？
Without having prepared beforehand.It is very difficult to face our last moment. That's why we all need to train the mind through practicing meditation. Meditation practice is training of the mind. If you don't do, your last moment will be very difficult. What you don't know.What object will appear at the near-death moment? You have no choice to make a choice by yourself. You have no ability to direct your mind towards the object you want because you haven't trained. Whatever appears, whether good or bad, happily you will grasp hold to be able to leave this body behind and to continue.New existence. At that time, you don't know whether good or bad. You are happily grateful. Because important thing is to leave this body and to continue another.
如果一个人没有做好准备的话，那临终的时候，他就会很痛苦，因为他的心呢，还没有修到。有那种的力量去制造他去掌握他所要的目标所以也就是说我们应该通过这个禅修呢来训练我们的心禅修本来就是要修我们的心如果当我们的心如果没有修的话呢那临终的时候在心里呈现怎么样子的目标那我们的心就会紧握着那个目标无论是善的或者是恶的因为当时这颗心呢只是想要丢下这个身体而已要向来生要走向来生所以那时候我们不知道我们的下一生会是去善道或者是恶道
I will improve the way of explaining. Instead of saying happily, I will give an example. It is explained in the commentary. Dying person are like a drowning person.
现在写作解释，一个面临死亡的人呢，就好像一位在淹水的人一样。
The one who is drowning He's seeking for. He's seeking for someone who can save him. So at that time, if you see a piece of wood, you are grateful because he needs it. In the same way, if you see dead body floating, at that time also he was grateful. He has no strength to accept or to reject. Oh, this is bad. I will not grateful. He has no strength in time of dying. That's why whatever object appear at the near dead moment, he grateful.
一个淹水的人呢，他最主要的东西呢，就是要保住自己的性命，所以他看到什么，他就会紧握着它。如果他看到一根木头呢，他就会握着它。如即使他看到一具尸体飘过，他也会抱着那具尸体。那时候呢。 他没有能力去抗拒这些肢体，因为他只要保住他的性命，所以他所握着的呢，无论是善的或者是不善的，他那时候没有办法去做出任何的拒绝。So.
To be able to face our last hour, last moment, you all need to prepare beforehand, practicing meditation.
对一个人要真正的去面对死亡呢，那他要通过这个修行呢，来训练他的心。
Another question, important question. Pandi, we really appreciate it. You are here in Nandaka to teach us on meditation. Could you please give us some guideline on what should we do when we all back to home to progress in our effort to perfect meditation. What he asked about meditation.
问题是，我们很感谢，假如在法院里面叫我们禅修，希望假如可以给我们一些指点，要在。 家里的时候呢，要怎么修？
So to progress in your meditation, as I told all of you, to develop our meditation practice, we all need to engage practicing meditation. If we practice just short time, we can't expect to make rapid progress. But we develop good habit. We develop the habit of practicing meditation, so it will be beneficial for you. And when you are going to continue your practice in the meditation retreat because of daily practice at home, it will be helpful for you too.
在我们家里，如果我们有做禅修的话呢，虽然是时间很短，不过我们会有那种禅修的习惯。当我们来禅修营的时候， 那我们的进展呢，会比较快。
at the interview time, two or maybe three meditators ask me, after this retreat, they are going home, they are going back home. How to lead a better life, how to live their daily life, because they could not engage practicing meditation. But now I didn't see any questions here, but this is very similar one. So I will give an answer for this.
在小禅的时候，有几位禅修者问写的他们禅修完之后回去有可能没有时间做禅修，不过要怎么样子活得更好呢？
So how to spend your daily life when you go back home?
所以我们要怎么样子度过日常生活？
It is very important to do just necessary things and to avoid doing unnecessary things.
很重要的一点就是我们需要做应该做的事情而已，不要做那些不应该做的事情。
What is the cause of doing necessary things and unnecessary things?
我们为什么要只做应该做的事情，而不做不应该做的事情呢？
What can make us know, or what can make us understand what is necessary to do and what is unnecessary to do?
是什么可以告诉我们什么事情是应该做的，什么事情是不应该做的呢？
You may understand.Most of the people want to get involved with many things that they see, they hear, they experience. This is their habit, getting involved, involving this, involving that. So this will not be for the good of your life. This is what you all need to avoid doing.
很多人喜欢插手，很喜欢看到、听到的等等，他们就有兴趣去参与。这种的现象呢，我们应该减少，不应该去参与太多。
Because of.The desire to do something. Because of desire, you want to get involved with this, get involved with that. You want to participate with this, you want to participate with that. The cause is the desire.
因为我们的这个意念，我们要插手，要参与很多的事情。只是意念而已。
So, to know what to do and to know what not to do, you all need to do one thing. It will be for the benefit of your life in this very life, and for the happiness in this very life, and for the happiness in the future.
我们怎么样知道什么是应该做，什么是不应该做的呢？我们应该要想到，如果那些事情可以对我们的这一生下一生带来快乐的话， 是对的。
It is to train your mind to be skillful in reading the habits of your own mind.
所以我们要训练我们的心，我们要看到我们的心到底是怎样的。
Buddha said, if you don't know the habits of others' mind, it doesn't matter. Be skillful in the habits of your own mind.
我都说，如果我们不知道其他人的心是怎样子的，那不要紧。最起码我们要知道我们的心的习性是怎么样。
Is it? Do you know the habit of others' mind?
你们知道其他人的心的习性是如何的吗？
Are you skillful reading the habits of others' mind?
你可以读到人家的心里是怎样子的吗？
Is it possible to know others' mind?
那我们是不是有可能可以读到其他的人的心是怎么样子的、啊、
It is possible, not impossible.
是有可能，不是不可能。
But not for all, but for some, those who have practiced psychic power.
不过，只是有神通的人可以那样子做而已。
Another question. Are you skillful reading the habits of your own mind?
那你们是不是知道怎样读自己的心呢？
Are you skillful? No. Another question. Is it possible to know your own mind?
是不是有可能知道我们自己的心？
Possible? Yes. Is it easy to know your own mind?
要知道我们的心是一件容易的事吗？
It is not easy for everybody. It is not easy for those who are heedless. Only for those who are mindful, who are heedful, they can be skillful in the habits of.Their own mind.
那些有正念的人呢，才可以看到他们的心。
How many actions are we doing in our daily life?
在我们的日常生活里，我们到底做了多少种的行动？
How many actions?Many, many, many, many.
我们做了好多好多的举动。
Really? No, not many. Only three actions: bodily, verbally, and mentally. Only three actions.
我们只做了三种的举动，就是身、口、跟意。
So we can include all the many questions.Actions into all these three actions.
所以我们的任何举动呢，都可以包容在这个身口意里面。
Which action comes first? Okay. Among three actions, which actions come first?
在这身口意里面呢，当中呢，哪一个举动？先到。
Yes, mental actions comes first. Bodily and verbal actions comes after.
意是为首，身跟口是之后。
People act bodily wrong actions, borrow to pay back their debt. in the future. Why do they do bodily wrong actions? Because of having no skill reading the instructions of the mind. That's why they do it. If you are skillful reading the habits of your own mind, if you know that this is not good, this is good. If you can catch in time, if you are mindful, you can stop not to follow your mental instructions, and then you can live a better life.
为什么一个人用他的身体去造恶业呢？这是因为他们无法看透自己的心。当他们的心有起恶念的时候，他们无法去停止这个恶念，所以他的从他的念头呢，直到他的身体做的那种恶业。
Many because they don't know their mental instructions. They are not skillful reading the habits of their own mind. They do.They act, they speak without knowing whether it is necessary, whether it is unnecessary.
因为他们不知道自己的心在想什么，所以他们只是用身体去做，用口去讲。
There are only two things we are doing, what we should and what we shouldn't. If you are doing what you should, very good. If you are not doing what you should, you are doing what you shouldn't. Okay? Only two things. Yeah? It doesn't go beyond. Only two things. That's why you should know what you should do. How can you know?Only when you become skillful reading the habits of your own mind, you come to know, this is what I should do. This is what I shouldn't. So you can lead a better life.
Okay? 我们在日常生活里只有做两种事情。一个是我们应该做的事情，另外一个是我们不应该做的事情。那我们又知道什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。那要怎样知道呢？唯有我们要知道我们的心和习性是怎样子。
And also, if you train yourself to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind, day by day, you come to know what is your weakness, what is your strong point.You come to know very clearly day by day. When you see daily, when you see every day, because of being mindful in the habits of your own mind, when you see your weakness, will you correct it or will you not? If you really understand it, you will correct it, you will improve it, and you will support for your strong point too.And then you will improve more and more. And you will reduce your weak point more and more.
如果我们训练自己去看，去知道我们的心的习性，那我们就可以看到我们自己的弱点跟我们自己的比较好的一面。当我们知道了之后呢？我们当然会改善这些弱点，加强我们的这些好的一方面。所以，只要我们知道我们的心是怎样子的，我们就有机会改善自己。所以，接下来每一天每一秒，我们都会更加一步的去改善自己。
As I told all of you.The more you know your mind, the more you know your weakness. The more you know your mind, the more you know your strong point. And then you will improve. you will improve day by day. You learn a lot from your mind. When you improve yourself after having been skillful reading the habits of your own mind, you see all the weakness, all the dark side too. At that time you improve, you correct, then when you can do so later, when you see other weakness, before you complain, you blame them because you think you are very good. When you know your mind, you come to know others' mind too. When they act something, you know that what is the cause, what is his mental instructions, because you have examined all of your mind already, and then you will not complain anymore, you will not blame anymore, you can forgive them. I have trained myself because of being skillful reading the abyss of my whole mind. If they know this method, they may be skillful and they can improve their life. So you want to give suggestion how to improve instead of blaming, complaining too much.
当我们知道我们的自己的心，那我们就知道我们的弱点跟我们的强点。我们会改善我们的弱点，去我们的好的一方面呢，我们会加强它。从我们的自己的心呢，我们就更加认识我们自己。所以，当我们知道我们的心了之后呢，我们也有可能知道其他人的行为是因什么而造成的。比如说以前我们碰到一些人对我们做出任何事情，或者一些做了一些不好的事情，我们就会指责他们，就会怪他们。不过如果我们知道我们的心是怎样子的，我们已经彻底的看透心的习性，那我们就可以谅解他们，知道他们这样子做呢，是因为他的心，他们不知道心里到底在做什么，所以他们只是跟着他们的心的一些指点而已。所以我们就不但能够谅解他们，我们也可以告诉他们要怎么样子的去改善自己。
When you become skillful in the habits of your own mind, as I told all of you, you become aware of your weakness. Initially, maybe you don't want to accept it because it is weakness, it is bad. That's why you reject it. But if you are training yourself to be skillful in the habits of your own mind, you see again and again, again and again, you can't reject them. You must accept. After that, you will improve. If there is no acceptance, there will be no improvement. That's why first, to accept it. If to be able to accept, you need to be skillful. What is your weakness? Only then, follow the improvement.
当我们知道自己软弱点之后呢，起先我们会不去接受它，毕竟这是弱点来的，是一种对我们来讲是一种不好的。不过当我们更加了解自己的心了之后，我们会看到这个弱点一再一再的呈现，那我们就有一天会去接受它。当我们接受了这个弱点之后，下一步我们就可以去改善它。如果我们不接受这个弱点的话，是不可能主动去改善的。
If we can't accept who we are, are we honest?
如果我们不能接受我们自己，那我们是不是在欺骗我们自己呢？
If we are unhonest ourselves, How can we develop our life? Real development completely depends on honesty. That's why to be able to make real development of your life, you need to be honest. So to be able to be honest, we need to accept who you are. To know who you are, you need to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind. You know who you are? You don't know yet. You must know it. If you want to know, you must be skillful in the habits of your own mind. This is the main cause.
如果我们不老实的话，那我们如何去改善自己呢？我们整个修行呢，就是最重要就是要老实。如果不老实的话，我们就不能够去改善。所以要怎么样子知道自己呢？我们要知道自己，就要知道自己的心。
When you know your weakness, when you have accepted, you become honest. You are leading the way to the development of your life. You become more mature. At that time, you become aware of other people's mind too. You become aware of other weakness too. You become skillful reading the habits of others' mind too. You come to know that everybody has weakness. Only the difference is the degree. You don't want to complain anymore. You don't want to get involved with what is unnecessary. Because everybody has this. No need to complain. No need to blame. Instead, you keep quiet. You just examine yourself. And then you know how to live peacefully. You can live a better life.
当我们接受我们的自己的弱点，那我们就会更加的老实，之后我们就会想办法去改善自己。我们知道了我们自己的心，那我们就也有可能去知道其他的人的心在想什么。那时候我们所看到、所碰到、遇到的事情呢，我们对这些种种的事情就会有更加的多的忍耐跟谅解，因为我们知道其他人的心是在想什么。这样子，我们的生活会过得比较安宁，因为我们不再去参与，不再去插手那些我们不应该去插手的事情。
Do you want best education?
我的教育吗？
From where can you get the best education?
从哪里可以得到最好的教育？
If you are interested in the habits of your own mind, you can learn best education. You can learn a lot from your mind. You will mature day by day. You know how to live peacefully. You know what to do, you know what not to do. You can bring your defilements under control. You become a good person day by day.So you can face your last moment too. Why? You have trained your mind to do what you should do, not to do what you shouldn't. You have trained yourself not to get involved with what is unnecessary because of being skillful reading the habits of your own mind. All comes, but you need to take time. You need payment.Can you? Mindfulness, nothing. Mindfulness.
知道我们的心就是最好的教育，因为知道了我们的心，我 道要怎么样过得比较清安，要怎么样子做我们应该做的事情，不去做那些不应该做的事情。最重要的是我们可以面对死亡的最后一刻，因为我们已经训练了我们自己的心。不过在训练我们的自己的心呢，我们也要付出代价。那什么代价呢？也都说就是要有正念。
You can't depend on anybody to be skillful reading the habits of your own mind. Since morning, after you wake up, until you go to bed, you must be skillful reading the habits of your own mind. Please examine. Please be aware of your mental instructions all the time. You will know more and more. You can learn a lot from it. If I explain,I can explain a lot, but it will take a long time. Okay? Please do practically by yourself. You can lead a better life. You can face your last hour if you do so. This is the way taught by the Buddha. For those who could not engage practicing meditation yet, those who want to do wholesome deeds more and more in life, those who want to avoid unwholesome deeds more and more in life, they need to be skillful reading the habits of their own mind. This is the way leading to a better life for your rest of your life.
那我们要过着更好的生活，我们就要去知道我们的心在做什么，在想什么，因为唯有这样子我们才会有更稳定的生活。然后我们做什么事情呢？虽然是说我们还没有机会真正的去禅修，我们的生活呢也不会混乱。
Some questions from me. So today, maybe it is too late, 10:30 already. So Bande Uttama Subo told me, tomorrow around 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., there will be questions and answers section too. But I don't know really or not. So if there is, maybe I will give an answer for some questions. Okay?So tonight, I think we should stop here. We will share Mary's turn today. Repeat after me. Idam me punyam.
Idam me punyam.
Asava kayam.
Asava kayam.
Vaham hotu.Idam me punyam, nibbanassa, paccayo, hotu, mamma punyabhagam, sabba sattanam, vajjemi, desabbe, nisannamPunya bhaga,
labantu,
sa.